In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sacred and imperishable message of eternal life. That's really all we need to remember. That is who we are. We are a community of brothers and sisters, kind of klutzy in our own ways, full of sin and brokenness, shame, just like those women, afraid. We carry with us physical and emotional and spiritual fractured spaces. And sometimes we find ourselves wallowing in all of that. We spent some time during Lent here at Ascension talking about things like sin, things like physical and emotional and spiritual brokenness. But we spent more time talking about what it is that Easter is about. That because of the action of God, our Creator, because of the action of the Father sending His only Son, Jesus, to be like us, to be one of us, to experience all that it is to be a human being, our God, through Jesus, has given to us eternal life. And what was dead is now alive. We, even in our brokenness, even in our sinfulness, we are alive in Jesus. And that is all that we have to think about today. That's all that we need to believe. That somehow, through the action of God, each and every one of us in our baptism have been chosen to be brothers and sisters to the Son of God. And that's it. The message is that simple. It's what the women heard at the tomb from the guy dressed in white sitting on the slab. It's this eternal life thing, sisters, that you need to remember. Brothers and sisters, it's this eternal life thing, this forgiveness for our sin, this healing in our brokenness, this love that is relentless. And even if we don't want it and reject it, we'll never go away from a God who sent His only Son to be one with us. That's all we need to remember. And that's who it is that we are. And that's what we celebrate around this table as we continue our time together in prayer this morning.